by today's standards, the cost of this battle was staggering. It was a 12-hour conflict that saw a man wounded or killed every second. That's every second for 12 straight hours. The aftermath of Antietam is today's edition of the American Countryside. When the sun set on September 17, 1862, over Sharpsburg, Maryland, the toll in dead and wounded was the costliest of any battle in the Civil War.
On the day of the battle, there were effectively around 6,500 killed, which leaves you with 17,000 wounded. The way you want to think about that also is the fact that on the next day, 20% of the wounded died. And on the following day, another 20% died from wounds or disease. This battle was fought on a Wednesday. By Saturday, your killed in action number raised from 6,000 to about 11,000.
John Howard is superintendent of Antietam National Battlefield. The wounded were housed in public buildings and barns up to 30 miles away. Some did not leave here for over a year. There was also the major effort to bury the dead.
When the dead were found on the field, they were actually buried where they fell. And they were buried across these fields, across Miller's Cornfield and Roulette's Field and Henry Piper's Farm. And farmers could not go back into those fields again. They requested that the state of Maryland create a cemetery here for the soldiers who died.
The state did purchase 11 acres for a cemetery for the fallen.
The burial details actually began here in May of 1866. And for 2 years, both local citizens and soldiers combed the fields for those who had been buried out here.
Today, the countryside is once again filled with cornfields and pasture land. But this now peaceful place will always be remembered for its important role in the Civil War. Traveling the countryside in Sharpsburg, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.